This week on Keeping It Real, Cam tells us about being a drone parent and how he's trying to raise free-range kids. But ultimately, they'll be messed up anyway.
I'm what's called a drone parent. It's one of the newer parenting trends out there, and it fits me to a T. I didn't know I was a drone parent until reading about it, and now I've adopted the description. Mind you, I'm not proud of being a drone parent, but I am one, and I'll tell you what they are in a minute. Parenting trends changed dramatically between when the baby boomers were children and when they became parents. Boomers ushered in a new parenting style that our society had not seen before. It began with Dr. Benjamin Spock and Dr. Fred Rogers encouraging parents to build up their children's egos and self-esteem. This was not done to the boomers when they were children, but the boomers did it to their own children. Dr. Rogers, during his PBS TV show Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, would look into the camera and tell his viewers, young children, they were special, and that there was no one else like them in the world. It caught on, and parents have done it ever since. Even I do it, and I study the trend and how it has negatively shaped employees in today's workplace. Now, this new parenting trend began a series of trends that today includes helicopter parents, snowplow parents, bulldozer parents, bubble wrap parents, and as I mentioned, drone parents. Also is the clear trend of parents and their children being best friends, which I can assure you, if you ask a baby boomer, were your parents ever your friends, they'd respond with a crazy look. But if you ask them if they're friends with their children, they're likely to say yes. I know parents of adult children who proudly boast of speaking to their children every day, and sometimes multiple times a day, like friends. So what's a drone parent? First, a helicopter parent hovers over their child, never letting them get far without adult supervision. Helicopter parents are there to protect the child from anything that may go wrong and enhance every part of that child's life. They hover, they protect. Us drone parents, we're different. We're committed to raising what we call free-range kids. We still keep an eye on our kids, though not directly above, like a helicopter parent, but way up high, like a drone. We watch the kids, but try not to let them know we're watching. The kids only realize we're watching when we strike. And when we strike, we hit them hard. It's shock and it's awe. The kids look dazed and confused with the expressions of how'd they know what I was doing. Parents like me, we know. Drone parents always know. At least that's what we tell the kids. In truth, apps like Life 360 are our tools for watching. So, how's a child raised by a drone parent going to adapt to adulthood? I don't know. It's too soon to tell. However, each generation of parents have created parenting trends that eventually proved harmful to their kids as adults. I'm sure drone parenting will prove to be harmful someday too. My generation of parents has an obligation to mess their kids up just like we were messed up. It's the circle of strife. I'm Cam Marston, and I'm just trying to keep it real.
To learn more about Cam Marston and his research, visit generationalinsights.com.